Hello, and welcome to the very first and hopefully last podcast concerning John Locke and Thomas Hobbes in the instrumental development of the American Constitution. I'm your host, Sydney Broussard, and let's see if I know what I'm talking about. So, starting off with a little bit of background, John Locke was born in 1632 and died in 1704. In the United Kingdom. He went to a very highly educated school, even though he was born into a small family around the time of war. First, he was learning to become a medical student, but after making some new connections, he later changed his passion to debating things like education, religion, politics, and government. Some of his famous words from this time were, "Coercing religious uniformity leads to far more social disorder than allowing diversity." Later, you'll find out why this is so important, but for now, here's the history on Thomas Hobbes. Thomas Hobbes was born in 1588, and he died in 1679 in Wiltshire, England. But similarly to John Locke, he was also born into a smaller income family that was also without a father because of an altercation that he got into on the church steps and was banished, but later left behind his family. And in Thomas Hobbes' later writings, it shows how cautious and against violence he is because of this childhood trauma. Due to the fact that Thomas did not have a father, his uncle later supported him in order to go to the higher education school that led him to becoming a philosopher and having this big of an impact on the world. Okay, so the Founding Fathers looked at both of these philosophers in order to create the Constitution. But if you look closely at their work, you find that both of them have differing opinions on the same subject, which is interesting that we used both of their opinions in order to create our form of government that we have today. So on John Locke, he had three main reasons that the Founding Fathers originally drew from. So the first one was the religion cannot be controlled without problems from a government or a higher power, meaning that if a higher power or a government that people fall under, they cannot tell you what you can and cannot believe in. And if they do, it will cause huge issues and uproar between the people and the government that are all together. Second is that people have inalienable rights that no king or government can take away, meaning that people are automatically born with rights that protect them from others and others from them in the society. The third is probably the most important that we actually still use today, is that people, meaning the citizens, have the ultimate power of the government. So the people can ask for the protection and listen to the government for their protection, but they will ultimately have the power to get rid of that form of government if it does not suit them, or if it is just causing too many problems in the civilian area. On the Thomas Hobbes side, his main idea circling around government was in the social contract theory that kings are not of divine right of God, and that people can overthrow the ruler if it is not in their favor, and they can follow the ruler if it is in their favor. That is a social contract theory. And Thomas Hobbes believed that this form of thinking will always inevitably lead to an outbreak against the ruler that will go south and will have more casualties and more harm than it is just by following a bad leader. He once stated that humane affairs cannot be without some inconvenience. This quote just further explains that he believes that even if the government is awful to their citizens and the society as a whole, that if you were to react to them and change how it was, it would cause more of an issue within the society than if you were to just take what they were giving you and push it down, because life is just bad anyway, so you can't be without some inconvenience. But because he was so against violence and going against the grain, it reflects heavily in his writings. Though the Founding Fathers used all of his thoughts and ideas in his books like The Leviathan, Elements of the Law, and Philosophical Rudiments Concerning Government and Society to create the Constitution. So going against the grain of the way that John Locke believed, Thomas Hobbes said that people would not survive and thrive without a strong central government, which means they would only survive if they had a very strong sense of authority that they had to live under in order to keep each other safe. Because in the natural way of thinking, Thomas Hobbes refers to the beginning of time and how nature would react to government. And if they reacted in the same way, we would be a total mess and going against everybody and every man for himself.